1077 The River. Online exclusive.
From New West Theater, your first production tonight, Claude.
Yes, sir.
Nervous?
Just excited? A little. The good kind. Absolutely.
You've got a good crew over there that I'm sure
fantastic.
Is...
Fantastic. 10 people on stage, lots of them New West veterans, and it's going to be a really great show. Great concept for a show, and it's coming together really, really well.
How are you, getting along here in Lethbridge?
I'm doing good. It's, it's kind of been a bit of a slow transition. You know, I just found a place to live, and I'm slowly getting... everything organized there, and getting acclimatized to the office and the culture of the organization, and it's been really lovely.
Saw you drive up in your Porsche convertible. Kathy started putting lipstick on and mascara.
Like
I think we need to go for a road trip.
It would be my dream car. Yeah, so I'm
definitely
a little jealous.
Road trip car. Her name is Scarlett.
Scarlett. Nice to meet you,
named
Scarlett.
Named after.
Yeah. Named after Scarlett O'Hara.
Aww.
Yeah, and she's got red leather seats.
Well, I'm named after Rhett Butler, so
maybe you
ever need somebody to look after Scarlett.
There you go.
A little babysitting.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little bit of a hint on some of the music? Because it's such a big part of New West Theater.
Well, there's music by Janis Joplin, Carly Simon, Joni Mitchell. So there's some really lovely, lovely songs.
Tickets still available?
Absolutely.
One of the Hollywood power couples have decided to call it quits. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, after 10 years together, have announced they are getting divorced.
Day after their 10th year anniversary, the announcement came. I think People magazine was the first one to put it out. But kind of sad because they seemed so happy for the longest time. I guess inside sources say that Jen is very much a homebody. She likes to stay home. She likes to be a mom. And she only works, just occasionally, once or twice a year. Whereas Ben likes to constantly work and he likes to be involved in different things, and he's not home very much, and I guess that kind of eventually led to the split.
Miracle that lasted so long. I guess it answers that question we've all asked over the years: how much Ben Affleck is too much Ben Affleck? You know what they say: laughter a day keeps the doctor away.
Is that what they say?
Isn't that the?
I thought it was an apple a day.
Oh,
keeps the doctor away. Laughing is good for the soul, I think, something like that.
Laughter is the best medicine. That's
there you
it.
Go. Okay.
Well, a girlfriend, she's feeling a little under the weather, sends me a text this morning. Says, I'm totally losing my voice today with crying face.
Aww.
And I responded, thank God.
Oh, no.
But I responded again. I mean, that's awful, babe. What can I do for you? Stupid autocorrect.
So I'm curious how she responded to that.
Oh, well, you got to give her a little bit of time to respond to that one. It is the morning and she's busy. So I'll give it a day.
Giving you a second helping in bite-sized form. The Jared and Kathy Podcast.
Just like to take the opportunity to thank everyone that celebrated along with me the various successes and dominance of the Montreal Canadiens yesterday on Canadiens Day.
No,
appreciated.
Canada Day.
No, it's Canadiens Day.
No, it's Canada. We celebrate our birthday.
Everybody was wearing red, blue, blanc, en rouge, red, white, and blue.
Everyone was wearing red or white,
I
noticed.
There was some blue in there.
Was there?
Yeah.
I'm thinking you were probably the only one wearing your Canadiens jersey.
24 Stanley Cups?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's Canada Day.
Well, why did the Leafs kick that American off their team then?
And now, Jarrett and Kathy's Not News News.
A secret tunnel has been discovered, Kathy Martin. Beneath a castle in Turkey where Vlad the Impaler was supposedly imprisoned. Do you know who Vlad the Impaler is also known as?
Well, Dracula, of course.
Yes.
Yes.
A secret tunnel.
Wow. That's kind of freaky and
perhaps
scary.
Where he escaped at night to prey on innocent victims.
Ooh.
No, there's a couple of royal princesses, I guess, that used the tunnel as they figured it was like a... just a passage to a bath.
Well, that's kind of boring.
Or Dracula to prey on young ladies.
Oh. When I need help with one of my tech gadgets, I call my kid. She can pretty much help me, you know, any problem that I have. Well, when police in Duncanville, Texas, had a broken robot, what they did is they went to the Duncanville High School. There they found a 16-year-old kid named Adrian Mayberry. And after about 2.5 months of working on the robot after school, he got it working. In fact, it works better now than it did when the police department first bought it a few years ago. They're now going to hire the 16-year-old kid to teach the police officers how to use the robot properly.
Genius idea. They should just have the police stations in schools.
Well, I think that would be a great idea.
You probably have the same amount in any given city. It's keeping your kids the safest they can possibly be. They're problem solvers, and the gyms aren't being used anyway. Things about to get very interesting in the old Whoop Up Drive.
Oh, starting on Monday, eastbound will be down to a single lane. I can't imagine how chaotic it's going to be.
I'm trying to picture that nightmare. They better get cameras on that one, because that could be a feature horror film.
It's going to be just, everyone just take some extra time, go be happy.
Yeah. Well, you are going to take extra time.
Put your happy face on and just go with the flow, because it's going to be quite the mess for the first few days.
Say if you live West Side and you work down by Costco.
Yeah.
Now you have to take Whoop Up Single Lane into that nightmare on Scenic Drive.
I sure hope
they start some kind of construction project on McGrath too.
Yeah, they you know, or 13th Street North
or
South.
Collect the whole set.
Sun and cloud today, chance of late
43rd's getting old. Yeah.
Bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.